Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Going to hear from Chris Temple, Rick Ackerman, and Gary Savage right now, kind of their opinions on what happened in the markets yesterday. Going to do a little bit of a company update after that. And then we're going to talk about the Fed with Glenn Downs, Jeff Deist, and Mike. Sorry, Corey.
Belkin, Mike.
There you go. There you go. Okay, starting out this particular segment, I guess you are first in line for this question, Chris, and that is, we had an employment report that came out yesterday that, by all common sense, should have been very, very positive for the stock markets, should have been conventional markets, should have been very negative for gold, and in fact, that's really not what happened, at least initially. Any comments on that, Chris?
If you had told me yesterday afternoon that the headlines would be the biggest drop ever in the unemployment rate to 6.3% month over month, 288,000 jobs, and revisions upward for the last 2 months, and yet gold would turn around and move higher, bond yields would be going back down after an initial sell-off, and if stocks would be weak, I'd ask what you were smoking. But that is what we got, and it's because for the first time in a very long time, the markets were quick to look at the entirety of the report. With the participation rate going back down, this reinforces, in my mind, the fact that we are going to have a stagnating economy. We already do. And the fact that the Fed, I mean, they're really going to be in a pickle now, because what do you do when you're the Fed and you know that you've got to, at some point, either abort QE or do something new to goose things, and the unemployment rate's down to 6.3%. What do you do for an encore? So a lot of people seem to understand fairly quickly that this report this morning was not the good news that the headline numbers showed, and it was very bad news when you pick it apart.
I've read a few articles diving into this report, and there are definitely some aspects that you can pick out and say that these are not good job numbers, but I'm still on the side that this, on the headlines and everything, is still a good job report, and I'm starting to go more on the Bob Moriarty side that says these news reports just don't really matter. They don't play into the market anymore, because I think the traders right now are the ones that are moving these markets, and if they want a market to move in a certain direction, well, then they're going to make it happen. And as Bob says, these data points are all pretty much irrelevant on these on the markets.
I got to interject one thing here, and that is, Corey, you're 100% right on what you're saying, but the unemployment report that came out yesterday was absolutely BS. It was absolutely misleading, and here's the reason. Yeah, the unemployment rate dropped 6.3% in April from 6.7% in March. That's the lowest it's been since September 2008. Boy, there's a little bit of political fodder there, for lack of better terms. Why did that go down? Okay, purely and simply, the sharp drop occurred because the number of people working or seeking work fell. I mean, I think that is immoral, to tell the American public that things are getting better when the number of people actually seeking work fell, okay, and the number of people working actually fell. Okay, 92,594,000 Americans are not working. That hits a record. What do you think about that, Chris?
Well, two things. First of all, you cited one of the numbers. In the last month alone, the labor force dropped by 806,000. But here's the laugher. Most months you have 200,000 or 300,000 or 400,000 people added that are phantom numbers to the ranks of what they think the job holders are by what they call the birth-death model. To get to a 6.3% unemployment rate, besides people dropped on the labor force, they added 1 million people in March through the birth-death model. What was there, some big fertility event some years back we missed, and they all showed up and got jobs last month? It's absurd. This is why the markets reacted this morning, because the scales are falling from their eyes. Yes, Corey, they know these numbers are irrelevant, but the meaning that is starting to sink into their head under, you get this word, everybody get this word through your head, stagflation. Stagflation. Bonds are going to continue to rally. Gold is going to continue to rally. The stock market is going to continue to churn because the narrative is changing in the minds of the market. And I think that this morning is a great thing that underscores that. Of all things, some of these goofy high-frequency traders or whatnot, they might be starting to get just a little bit of sense.
Rick, I want to bring you in. We heard Chris Temple say stagflation. We covered inflation, deflation in the last two segments. Let's stick to this job report number. What are some of your comments on why the market reacted the way it did?
I'm with Bob Moriarty on that. I don't think there's not only no correlation between the market and these statistics, but in the case of jobs, there's kind of a, the response could be anything. It could be chaos. And, we all sort of greet the statistics as a lie to begin with. Whatever they're claiming, 6.3% is a number pulled out of thin air. If you're familiar with John Williams' work, you know that the real numbers are much worse. Good story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday that talked about how all of the jobs that were lost, something like the number of jobs that have been essentially traded down, where people who lost relatively high-paying jobs are settling for a lot less, is a big number. So whatever they're reporting in the way of unemployment statistics, payroll numbers, it's all absolutely meaningless, except to the extent that sometimes the figures are opportune to support the short squeezes that are almost singularly responsible for driving the stock market to new record highs. We had that happen 52 times last week, and I would bet you that at least 49 of those times you were basically in a short squeeze based on some interpretation of some headline. So I've sort of tuned out the real world, and I guess I come around to agreeing with Gary as far as the market's just working through a resistance level right now. This morning I put out a target in the E-mini S&Ps of, I believe it was 1970, so we've got... That implies an almost 1,000-point rally in the Dow from here. And although I can't give you a single good fundamental reason for that to occur, I don't care about fundamentals. I'm just looking at technicals, and to me, it looks like they're going to take the market higher, let's just say, for no good reason.
Okay, Mr. Savage, you got the final word. You got 2 minutes, bud.
I'm in the exact same camp as Rick. I think we're just trying to work through a resistance level. We had a good report last month, and the S&P popped up to almost 1900. At that point, you know, every hedge fund in the world, every professional money manager knew that the market wasn't going to get through that 1900 on its first try, or if it did, it would only be marginally. So, you know, the obvious trading decision at that point would be to take profits. And that's what happened last month, and it looks like we're getting a much milder version this month. It's just we're bumping up against that $1,900 resistance level, and it's just going to take a little work to get through it, but I think we probably will get through it. And I would also say that I think the real numbers are probably somewhere in the middle. You know, I don't believe the nonsense from shadow stats. We don't have 19% unemployment or whatever, some kind of crazy number that he's got out. But on the other hand, you know, we don't have 6.3% unemployment either. I would suspect that the real number is probably somewhere around 7 or 8% unemployment. And a lot of the birth-death model is, you know, we've got baby boomers that are retiring. So that's some of it to some extent. So I would say the real truth is somewhere in the middle.
Guys, I find this very interesting. I always enjoy when these data points come out. I also like going over to Shadow Stats to find out some of the real facts behind what these numbers that are being presented to us actually mean. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Dean Linden from Falco Pacific.
A little right, a little left, but always is Independent Minded, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Doing a bit of a company update here with Falco Pacific Resource Group. Chatting with Dean Linden, who is, among other things, a major investor in Falco Pacific. Dean, rather than just do an overview of the company, we will do that in a summary here, but most of our listeners are aware exactly of what you guys have. You've got a huge, huge land position in the Rui Noranda area. We'll talk about that later, but I want to talk about a press release that you put put out on April 29th, just earlier this week. And the title of that press release, which was put out by your CEO, Jim Davidson, the title of that press release was Falco Pacific Engages Former Agnico Executive. A gentleman who was with Agnico Eagle for an awful lot of years, Mr. Claude Levalier, was hired by you folks to handle community relations in the Rouyn Noranda region. This guy spent 30 years in the industry. He was with Agnico Eagle, etc. He's got to be doing good things for your company, I would think, up there. Let's talk about him, and let's talk about what he's doing for the company.
Thanks, Al. Mr. Levalier is, I believe he was the fifth or sixth employee at Agnico. When he left, there was 5,000 people. So, I mean, he was responsible for virtually every hire that took place during that period of time, certainly in the executive suite. So Mr. Levalier is a community relations expert. So he's certainly going to help us navigate through the politics of putting a mine into production, as well as just being a corporate citizen in that part of the world. So he was very instrumental even this week in putting together a meeting with ourselves, the mayor, the city council, the board of trade in Rouyn Noranda. And, we're off to a really, really good start there in terms of our relationship in the area. Certainly we're the biggest claim holder, land holder, and the largest partially developed mine in the region. So, we're going to need to get very well acquainted with the stakeholders in that area.
Dean, one issue with the mining industry right now is simply the inability for some companies to raise money, and we've been seeing a lot of companies cut down on expenses, just making sure to keep their burn rate at a reasonable level. One of the reasons why Al and myself were quite interested in Falco was because of your guys' ability to really make the dollar work more for you guys rather than some other companies. Can you tell our listeners kind of what initiatives you guys have taken recently and moving forward that helps you not have to go back to market as quickly as some other companies?
So there's a couple things that, one thing that we haven't talked a lot about, but I think really impressed people back in Quebec this last trip through there, and that is we own these assets, the 728 square kilometers, 14 former producers. We own it 100%. There's no earn-ins. There's no milestone payments. There's nothing in it where we have to, in order to maintain our land package, all we have to do is the work. So that's the number one thing. There's no, we're not trying to earn in on this thing. We own it. And the other thing, Corey, is the database. The database is, and we went through a number of presentations. Our engineering team took a lot of groups through our 43-101, and the data that has been presented and is being presented to these groups as part of our 43-101 is simply unprecedented. It has never been seen before. Time and time again, if you look around the room, guys are just sort of stunned by the work that Noranda had done and allowed us to exploit now, but they did this work from 1920 to 1990, let's say. So those two things allow us to basically operate perhaps like unlike any other company in the industry. In fact, I'll go one step further. I'll say we are operating certainly unlike any company in the industry. Our cost base is unparalleled in terms of its efficiency.
Yeah, efficiency, and I would have to also say the size of the cost base, which in comparison to other companies, I would have to say is really on the minimal end of that. Now, my question is this: how much cash do you have right now?
We've got $6.5 million in cash, and we've got about a $200,000 a month burn.
Okay, now what is that? $6 million, roughly. How long is that going to last, and what are you going to do with it this year?
We've got a couple of initiatives. I mean, we need to do all of the maintenance work around the claim in order to maintain the claim, and that's probably about You know, there's probably about $1 million worth of work that has to be done. Remember, we're not doing anything, an amount of work in order to earn in on this project. This is, you know, up to us and our discretion and how we're going to approach it. So, you know, in addition to continuing to de-risk the Horne 5 project, which is the largest partially developed mine in the Abitibi, in addition to that, we would be doing some work around the claims in order to keep those claims in good standing and keep this massive land package in good standing.
So, Dean, you mentioned you have 6 million. How many shares are outstanding and fully diluted and also just currently?
So about 80 million fully diluted, 71 outstanding. And so we're in a very good spot here. We have the ability with the money that we've got on hand to dramatically improve on our current 43-101 status, which is we've got about 2.5 million ounces compliant right now, and we think that we can push that significantly with the amount of money that we've got in the treasury right now.
So I would have to guess that that's the focus for the remainder of 2014. It strikes me that the 2.5 million that you have that are 43-101 compliant ounces, it sounds to me like you're going to go as hard and as fast and as efficiently as you can to increase that number. I'm rather surprised that with 2.5 million ounces, which is not a small number, I'm rather surprised that we don't have more interest in the company right now. I think that's totally a reflection of the market, though, I would have to say. But the upside that I see here, and this is not investment advice, this is simply an observation coming from me personally, is that given the area that you're in and the money that you have, I would think that with a little bit of efficiency, with a little bit of hard work from competent technical people, I would think that this number could be increased. Now, I would suggest to our listeners that's a very forward-looking statement, and don't take that as gospel, because in the mining industry, you never know. But I will say this, so that is, we're going to continue to keep you informed on this. Dean has turned into a good friend and doesn't live that far away from us, and we will very definitely keep you informed as to what is going on. For any of you who are attending the Gold Conference in Hong Kong at the end of this month, look up Dean. He will definitely be there. Stick around. We're going to be right back with Michael Belkin and Glenn Downs.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to wrap up the Corlin Economics Report here in the last two segments with our good friend and regular guest, Glenn Downs, Chief of Staff for Congressman Walter Jones, and a new guest. The gentleman's name is Michael Belkin. Michael was introduced to us by Laura Stein. Michael is a keynote speaker at conferences, financial conferences all over the world. I think the latest two, if I'm not mistaken, were one in the Far East and one in Europe. We chatted with Michael probably about half an hour earlier this week, and I got to tell you, this guy is insightful and bright, all caps. Having said that, Glenn and Michael share one thing in common, and that is they both advocate a return to sound economic policies, and they both agree, along with Corey and I, that the Federal Reserve Bank really isn't serving any practical purpose. If anything, it's causing a lot of hindrance to the U.S. economy. Let's start out on that subject. Why do you say that, Mike?
Well, I think a good place to start is the David Stockman book, The Great Deformation. He just lays out a timeline of how we got to this mess that we're in at the moment. And, back in the Eisenhower years, the money was exchangeable into gold. And if the government ran a deficit, then we lost gold and it was a clampdown. You had to stop spending, bring your budget back into deficit so the foreigners wouldn't be, trying to raid the gold from your treasury. So that's a gold exchange standard. That's the beauty of it. And, we dropped that with Nixon. And, what that did, as Stockman points out, is it unleashed unlimited government spending and unlimited quantitative easing by the Federal Reserve with no penalty. At first, I mean, ultimately there's a penalty, but I mean, here we are years and decades later, and people take for granted, when they talk about balancing the budget, they're talking about changing some assumptions out 5 or 10 years or something. That's absurd, I mean, it has nothing to do with reality. So we're at the end of this funny money system, which is really what it is. And, they're using every trick in the book to keep the game going. And, that's, you know, conceptually that's what's going on. My real expertise is in the financial markets. And, you know, what the Fed has done is something called the portfolio balance channel. Over the last several years, they've, you know, in quantitative easing three, their third version of quantitative easing, they've squeezed everyone into the stock market. And they're very upfront about it. I mean, it's been a deliberate policy, you know, objective, get people invested in stocks and junk bonds. And I think it's just a disaster waiting to happen, on the one hand, for all the people that have taken the bait. And on the other hand, the gold price has been going down and gold stocks have been going down for 2.5 years. And we have an incredible buying opportunity in depressed gold mining shares. And that's what I've been speaking about at the conferences in London and Hong Kong. You know, it doesn't come around very often. You get asset prices down 90%. And that's what some gold mining shares are. You know, they fell from the top back in 2011, 2012. They've fallen upwards of 80, 90%. These are regular mining companies, too, not, you know, Moose Pasture, something in northern Canada or something. These are, producing miners, companies like Allied Nevada in Nevada. It's one of the major U.S., you know, mining companies, down almost 90%. So there's incredible bargains out there, and I think it's all a play. To get back to your point about the Federal Reserve, they've really mucked things up. And, you know, my background comes out of the Berkeley Business School, and that's where Janet Yellen is from, and I've had to sit through her lectures. She wasn't my teacher, but in the Alumni Association, she's the guest speaker. And as far as I'm concerned, she really doesn't have a clue. You know, we're really in trouble because she's an old fuddy-duddy economics professor, and she's in charge of, an incredibly complex financial system, and she's just creating all this endless credit, and it's creating just a huge another bubble, just like the tech bubble or the credit bubble, the housing bubble. Now we have, the everything bubble, particularly, you know, just to tie things together here, the Russell 2000, the small cap index is what people have really flocked into. The price earnings multiple of the Russell 2000 is 102. It's 100 times earnings. And the average multiple for a stock index is more like 14 or 15 historically. So it's like 7 times overvalued small cap stocks. So these are the kind of incredible imbalances that the Federal Reserve has created by endless credit creation. And, you know, I think we're going to have another, you know, you create a bubble, you get a bust, and that's what we're headed for. And I think the gold shares, which have already had their bust, are incredible buying opportunity at this point.
Michael, that's an incredible stat, the price-to-earnings ratio on the Russell. I think that is so blown over, and no one has paid attention to that. That just sounds like a bubble to me. But getting back to your point on Yellen not really having a clue what she's doing, this is a scary thought for me, because the U.S. Fed, the central bank here, I think really has dictated in the last, 4 or 5 years, this money printing, this easy money policy, which every other country around the world, or at least the vast majority of them, have had to adopt in a sense to stay competitive, because you can't let the world's reserve currency in one of the biggest economies in the world do this without there being some repercussions to your system. And we see Asia, we also see all kinds of other countries printing money, and I think it's all just this horrible, horrible race to the bottom. Glenn, I want to get your insights on first of all, your comments on Yellen, but then also how it's leaked over to some of these other countries.
Well, thanks, Corey. You know, when you and Michael were sitting there talking about Janet Yellen, I don't know if you guys have picked up on the internet, she's sort of beginning to, you know, it's Ben Bernanke, they call it Helicopter Ben. They're starting to call her Mrs. Debtfire. So that kind of like Mrs. Doubtfire kind of fits the old fuddy-duddy image. But it's hard to disagree with anything Michael just said. The only couple of points that I would add are that policymakers here around Washington, D.C., are still, for the most part, very willing to yield to the central bankers in terms of elected policymakers, very willing to yield to central bankers in terms of letting them take the lead on these kinds of developments. And obviously, very worrying is again, just to amplify some of Michael's points, very worrying is that to an extent that the central bankers are correct when they say they're not printing money. What they're doing is creating bank reserves and creating more debt. So, in fact, which is really even more worrying over the, in the fullness of time to sit in there printing out Zimbabwe toilet paper type dollars, because you're setting out all kinds of price signals, which result in all kinds of misallocation of resources. We sent all kinds of stuff into sectors of the economy that are consumptive in nature rather than productive in nature. And sooner or later, those debts, even at extraordinarily low rates of interest, are not going to be able to be serviced. And that's when you have the next bust, as Michael just cautioned about. So, again, everything seems to me to be on track for having the highest probability event being yet another crisis.
Glenn, I got to agree with you 100%. You know, for me to keep talking about this is just, I'm almost beating a dead horse in this particular instance, because I've been talking about this for actually since about 1999 to 200, when I really saw this whole house of cards beginning to get weaker and weaker. I mean, there, from a fundamental standpoint, and Michael, you don't know me very well yet, but I got to tell you, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool fundamentalist. I mean, undergraduate in economics from the University of Washington, MBA in finance from the University of Puget Sound, all up there, and you're down there, I guess I should say, in your neck of the woods. And if you believe in Keynesian economics, okay, which I don't happen to believe in it, then you have the rationale for what's going on in the economy right now. Now, the fact of the matter is, it's to be able to improve an economic situation by heaping mounds and mounds and mounds of debt on top of it, to me, makes absolutely no sense. It really doesn't. You know, we got to take a break here real quick, but in the next segment, we'd like to go into this with both of you guys about what exactly is the government doing about it. We know for the most part it's not doing anything about it, but there are segments of our leadership back on the Hill that really are very, very concerned right now. We're going to talk about that, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the mining industry. Stick around, you folks.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the show with Mike Belkin and Glenn Downs. You know, I got a question for you guys. What we're talking about here, really, among other things, is the fallacy of Keynesian economics. And boy, I didn't realize just how ridiculous that particular school of thought is when I took my first introduction to economics course from a guy named Henry Beechel at the University of Washington back an awful lot of years ago. But I have to tell you, it really long-term doesn't make any sense to me. Why does it seem to make sense? And let's start out with you, Michael, this time. Why does it make sense, apparently, to the leadership back in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I'm no big expert. I did, you know, when I worked at Salomon Brothers in New York City, and I would go down to Congress on my own time, and I actually I was working with Ron Paul's staff, and I would give presentations about how the Federal Reserve worked to the senior staff legislative assistants of all kinds of congressmen, both sides of the aisle. And you know, that was 10, 15 years ago, and they really didn't have a clue about what the Federal Reserve does or what credit expansion is. I don't really think that they're really well equipped to understand what's going on in the monetary system. You know, so that's my only direct firsthand experience on what's going on back there. But, you can get away with this for a certain amount of time, and then eventually you end up in some kind of a crisis situation, you know, as Glenn alluded to. And I think we're headed back in that direction. Now, we got in this bailout habit, you know, where everything's a bailout, bailout, a bailout, a bailout, a bailout. You know, like whatever goes wrong, we're just going to bail it out. General Motors becomes Government Motors, you know, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, you name it, you know, J.P. Morgan, Bear Stearns, you know, Lehman. What, you know, Lehman was the only one they let go down. That's a very dangerous habit. So what's happened is there's all this risk taking. Everybody, you know, like my clients are smart people, you know, hedge funds and all kinds of big money managers all around the world. And they've been sucked into the vortex of this thing of saying, you know, that their rear end is covered because the government's going to not let the market go down. They're not going to do that. You know, so they feel like they have this parachute, you know, strapped to their back. If anything goes wrong, the government, the Federal Reserve is going to take care of things. And I think that's a very, very dangerous investment strategy. Personally, like you said, you're a fundamentalist. You know, you need to value things. Basically, look for, you know, the best investors I've seen over time, they buy things that are cheap, you know, like Warren Buffett. They look for values, good long-term values at a low price. The Fed has turned the market into this casino. The stock market is, instead of buy low and sell high, it's now buy high, buy high, buy high, buy more high, keep buying high. That's the whole strategy that the Federal Reserve has gotten U.S. investors into the mindset, and even professional investors that ought to know better. That's the psychology out there right now. And I think that's a real dangerous psychology. You know, in this week's report, I had a picture of the rats jumping off of a sinking ship, you know, and that's starting to happen in biotech stocks, internet stocks, things like Netflix, Insight Pharmaceuticals. And one of the things that's happening beneath the surface of the market is the defensive groups and sectors are starting to outperform, and the cyclical groups are underperforming. So things like consumer discretionary and technology have been underperforming for a while. Those are the cyclical high beta sort of go-go, you know, areas of the market. And the things that people are turning to slowly but surely are the more defensive consumer staples, food companies, beverages, tobacco, electric utilities, and energy. And so I'm a big fan of energy at this point. So that's the view from the market, you know, from what I'm seeing in the markets.
Michael, we're going to get more into how to play these markets in the next couple of minutes. Glenn, I want to quickly ask you, one thing that I've noticed quite a bit in the Fed, and I believe with a lot of politicians, is there isn't a whole lot of real-world business background back there. And maybe that's what has contributed to us digging ourselves into this hole. Maybe you have a different opinion. What do you have to say?
Well, I think that's certainly got to be a factor, that everybody is bringing academic theory to bear on these things. To the extent that people are bringing any theory at all, it's more of an academic theory. And they've had the experience really since 1987 when the stock market did its giant swoon in that fall. And you had Greenspan step up, flood the market with liquidity, and it was viewed at the time as being this heroic thing. And heck, it worked, quote unquote. But then you began blowing this series of bubbles that you guys have already alluded to in this conversation. And every time there became anything, whether it was Y2K or the Asian financial crisis or the Mexican financial crisis or the dot-com bust or the housing, the solution was to do essentially another different version of what's being done right now. But now we've gotten so deep into it, it's almost like the Red Queen in Alice in Wonderland, where you have to run faster and faster just to stay still.
Glenn, I think that's a great analogy that you used there. But now, guys, I want to switch it over a bit more and focus on the investing standpoint of where we're left with. Michael, you mentioned that some of the safer type stocks and higher dividend stocks have been performing better. I think this has been a natural move for people that have made their money in these high-flying, very speculative stocks to switch it into some of the safer stocks. That being said, I don't actually know how safe some of these stocks are. What are you advising your clients, some of these big funds, to do with their money?
Okay, two ideas to answer that question directly. So as I mentioned, the gold mining shares are down 90%. And the most successful investors I've seen over the years who compounded their wealth at hundreds and hundreds of percent, you know, they buy things that are down 90%. So I think there's a tremendous buying opportunity. Some names in that sector are Allied Nevada, ticker ANV. That stock's just crushed. Even stocks like Newmont, Turquoise Mining, TRQ, NEM is Newmont. So there's a little handful of gold mining shares. Now, my clients are big institutional investors, and they can't put their whole portfolio into gold mining shares. So for people like that, you know, they're paid to run other people's, you know, big pots of money. Their choices are constrained. So the sector rotation can really add value. This market, when it goes defensive, is a very bearish sign. So basically, if people are flooding into stocks like Chevron, you know, oil service stocks, utility stocks, stocks like Coca-Cola and Pepsi, Philip Morris, household products, Clorox, you know, Unilever, things like that. And they're selling things like Netflix and Green Mountain Coffee and Yelp, Apollo and Red Hat and VMware. And so what they're doing, it's a huge risk-off move. And that's what's happening. So it's like having an X-ray. What I do is look at what's going on beneath the surface of the market, and I have a forecasting model. That's what all my work's based on. And it's a way to sort of have an X-ray of what's going on under the surface of this market. It's not a very healthy rotation. If you're just one of these people who thinks the market always goes up, people are getting out. You know, the rats are jumping out of the ship beneath the surface. The big institutional investors are shifting out of the risky stuff into the safer stuff that will do better in a downturn. And it won't necessarily go up, but in terms of the choices that they have to invest in, these are the places that they go to hide out.
You know, I got to tell you, our site is populated by a group of people who are avidly involved in precious metals, specifically gold and silver. And these folks really believe that that is the only place to be. And I would say that there's a possibility that they could be correct. But having said that, you know, and I'm not trying to be mealy-mouthed about this, having said that, what I have learned over the years, too many years, is the fact that You really have to look at all sectors. You really have to be diversified. You know, the only reason that my wife and I are relatively comfortable is because in terms of our portfolio, we are diversified. Conventional markets, resource sector, and to a smaller extent, real estate. And what I'm hearing you say, Michael, is for God's sakes, you can't put all of your eggs in one basket. Is that correct?
Yeah. One other group on that subject is the Master Limited Partnerships. They're very high yielding. They're energy plays. I like energy. I think energy price is going up. And so another thing, a conservative play is energy MLPs. They're yielding some 5, 6, 7, 8% some of these. They're leveraged plays, so you have to be careful. And if the energy price was going down, then they would be exposed, or if interest rates were going up, but they're not. So in this kind of current environment, I'm a big fan of for conservative investors of energy MLPs as well as gold shares.
All right, there you have it, guys. Really appreciate you guys coming on and giving us some insights, not only in what's going on in Washington there, Glenn, but also, Michael, what you're writing about. I think that your letter that you put together is very fascinating. I like how you are able to look outside of just gold and silver in certain industries and maybe be more adaptable than most other people that seem to just focus on one side or the other. It's something that I agree that there will be some opportunities out there. I quite like your comments on the gold miners because they have been beaten up so much, and it's an industry now with gold even at $1,300 that there's no love out there. And we hope everybody has enjoyed listening to this weekend's edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.